Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5-yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Bomber Nation, it's football night in the Ozarks. Tonight, your Mountain Home Bombers will take on the West Plains Scissors in the first ever battle line rivalry. Tonight, hardware is on the line in this early test. I'm Tobias Pugsley alongside my co-host, Brad, catching Tutties Coleman for another exciting year of Bomber football. Before we get into tonight's game, we listen to the fans. We've made some major tweaks to the broadcast. Brad, why don't you tell our fans and everybody out there listening to the broadcast tonight and watching on Bomber Sports what they can expect in the new improved broadcast.
Yeah, Tobias, it's good to be back, my brother. It's good to be back. Test run last week or a couple weeks ago against CAC, mid-game Tuesday. We had a test run here, and now we're back. It's live action tonight. But, yeah, like you talk about, we listened to fans. We heard what was up. Hey, this pregame brought to you by Southern Construction Roofing Company. You know, here's what we're going to see. We're going to see a lot less breaks and a lot more action on the field. We're going to be able to set some things up. So we got quarter sponsors that are going to be taking place this time. So you're going to hear a lot about the quarter sponsors. And now all of a sudden we're going to have sideline reporting. Russ Rawls is going to be come down live for us for some sideline reporting. And he's going to be able to give some in-game action.
That's going to be awesome. Russ right there in the mix. And also, I think we'll be able to get some injury updates, you know, what they can report, so to speak.
Yep, but what's going on there?
I know they can only say so much, but that'll be a great insight right there from the field.
Yep, it's going to be super awesome. So there's going to be some things like that. So we got all different kinds of things. And here we're going to have some live updates from the kids. We're going to have some halftime interviews. Coach Aries agreed at halftime to talk with Russ and at the end of the game. So we're going to get some action that's going to happen right on the field there.
Nice. And the big change at halftime this year.
Yeah, we're going to be able to show the cheerleaders, the dance performance, and the band when we're at home. Now, when we're on the road, obviously we don't have those things, but when we're at here at Bomber Stadium, you're going to be able to tune in and watch those performances live. We're going to be there. We're going to kind of Macy's Day parade it. We also have the cockpit cam. Decon's got us right here. Look, high budget right here. If you can look, we got our girl Lakey Moore. Say hey, Lake.
Hi.
Say Lakey Moore, star basketball player right here for the Lady Bombers. Going to be a senior, but she's back here coloring the MH. We got our predictions. We got all kinds of things going on. Make sure you check the board for things that are going on during the game. We're going to make this interactive. The last thing, something new. We also have the Classic Hits 101.7 text line. 870-321-6839. 870-321-6839. That's the Classic Hits 101.7 text line. You can text in. Reach us live.
You can't call. Don't call it. You call it, you're going to mess everything up. Just text us.
Text it in. You text it in, then all of a sudden we're going to get to hear from you. You can also, on Bomber Sports Network, on YouTube, you can check out the comments. We'll be checking those. Hey, all kinds of fan interaction. We hope to have fun. I'll tell you right now, we're going to have to take a quick break. We're going to throw it back to Matt. This is the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame. We're getting ready for some Bomber football.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Bomber Sports, Bomber Football. People are filing into Bomber Stadium. It's filling up quick. There's a sea of red pouring in on the other side, Brad. And it is, it's going to be a magical night here at Bomber Stadium. ROTC is bringing the flags on. And tonight, a very, very special night. Tonight, they're honoring the veterans in here at the stadium. And they got some special things planned tonight for them. So we'll be bringing that to you. But tonight, the ROTC is marching on the field with the flags. Cheerleaders down there are taking some photos. But we're excited for some action tonight. Both the teams are off the field right now, back in the locker rooms, getting the last minute instruction. And right now we've got on the track, it looks like all of the veterans that have served in Mountain Home Public Schools are on the track, and I know they got something special planned for them tonight. But I'll tell you what we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to the football action getting ready to unfold here tonight. And, Brad, we got to see a little bit of scrimmage last week on a Tuesday night. It was a little weird on a Tuesday. But, man, offensive firepower, putting up some big points. And let's start talking about this Bomber offense.
Yeah, you know, Mountain Home is replacing some key positions on the offensive side of the ball. We lost Cade Yates, our senior. We lost Hubbard. We lost Hannaford. We lost some of our receivers that were out there. And, you know, all of a sudden now we're having to replace that. Well, what do you replace that with? Well, what's better to replace it than a 6'3", 200-pound quarterback in Brantley Phillips? He's a junior. Man, he can sling the ball.
He looks the part.
He looks the part.
He looks athletic, and when you stand next to him, I mean, the kid looks like a quarterback.
Yeah, he does. He definitely looks like a quarterback, and he can throw the ball. The running back, we replaced the running back with Barrett Miller. You're also going to see Jacob Chenoweth run the ball some. Even see Dawson Dunlap back there. They're going to be able to run the ball. So the running game looked phenomenal last week during the time that we were able to see that. And, you know, it's one of those things that we're going to replace maybe, hopefully, some of the offensive firepower with some of the same firepower. They're just going to be a little bit different names.
Yeah, I think so. And, we had seen Miller a little bit, but, man, I was really surprised by Dunlap. I mean, that kid's full speed after about two steps.
Man, he hits the ball hard, and he's the same way on the defensive side of the ball. He plays a lot on the defensive side of the ball, but he's going to come fire through the line as he fires through the line. When he runs the ball, he runs the ball hard. Barrett Miller's more of your, hey, I want to get outside, and I want to be a track guy with the ball in my hand, and I want to outrun everybody. Then Jacob Chenoweth, he's your patient back. He's the guy that's going to – he's the guy that's going to take his time, and he's going to see the holes, and he's going to be able to find and stay behind those big offensive linemen, which the good news is that we've replaced and didn't have to replace a single offensive lineman this year.
That's a huge.
Yep, we were able to return all of our offensive linemen. Our starters are all back, and they looked the part against CAC. They were physically dominant.
They controlled the line of scrimmage, didn't they?
Yep. As we move outside to the wide receivers, you're going to have a sophomore get some action. Gus Wilbur is going to be there. You're going to see his name called. Caden Dodson, this is a young man that's a junior that they're really, really high on. Caden Dodson, he looked really good in the CAC game. He made some great passes. We saw some good chemistry with Brantley and Caden. And, you know, hopefully we continue to see that. Now, this might not be the same quick strike offense that maybe you saw in years past, where it was, hey, Cade's going to throw the ball up, Jet Hannaford's going to outjump somebody, and he's going to try to bring the ball down. It's going to be more of a 5 to 10 yards, curls, outs, ends. See if we can get the ball to our athletes and then let them go.
Quick strikes. It goes in a hurry, which makes your job even more difficult.
That makes it fun, right? That makes it fun.
Well, special things going on the field right now. Again, they're honoring all of the veterans and first responders that are affiliated with the school district and have come out tonight to root on the Bombers. They've got a little presentation going on the video board. We're really, really excited to get things going here tonight.
You know, and speaking of Brantley Phillips, hey, that's another one. Southern Construction and Roofing Company. This is the pregame. That's Brantley's stepdad and mom that run that company. If you need a roof, hey, they just put a roof on for me. Did an excellent job. Jared Forbus is who owns that. Did an awesome job there. But Brantley's folks are here. They're cheering him on. They're watching it. But we appreciate them.
They do a great
job sponsoring this. And the excellent job. If you need any roofing needs, they will take care of you.
Yep. Call Southern Construction, 870-405-2359.
So we're going to take a quick break. One more quick break in this pregame. We're going to hear a little bit about some of our other sponsors that are here in pregame. And we will be back with you. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
At FNBC, we're more than just a bank. We're your neighbors, and we love to see our communities thrive. We proudly support local businesses and believe in reinvesting in the places we call home by providing the small business financial products and services to create efficiencies and maximize growth. We also feel strongly about giving back and showing up to lend a hand to our area nonprofits. Choose a bank that cares about the same things you do, your community. Your community and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
H2O, yeah!
How do you get a feeling like that from your home's water? Kinetico, that's how. We solve the world's toughest water problems, and our reputation is unmatched thanks to the strength of our products and our exceptional service. We offer customized solutions that fit your needs and budget. Drinking filtration, water softeners, whole home solutions. Kinetico.
You can live without soft water, but it's hard. Call Kinetico, 425-4167.
Marion County, your local Arvest team is here to help you. Whether you want to open a small business or grow an existing business, we can help. We will also be by your side as you grow your farm or expand your farm equipment. I'm Katie Ratliff, and I'm here to help you turn your dream into a reality. Stop by either branch in Marion County, 802 East Main Street in Flippin, or 105 North Panther Avenue in Yellville, to see how my team can assist you.
Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
You're back on Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network. We're live at Bomber Stadium bringing you Bomber Sports, Bomber Football. And Brad, we just talked about the defense a little bit, or offense a little bit. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about this defense. And I'm really excited. Coach Harry told me earlier in the week, he said, these boys have not hit a live quarterback since the spring.
Yeah, you know, that was that was something that was a little bit different about the CAC game. They came up here. CAC's quarterback had transferred to Conway. He took some guys with him, and all of a sudden they had some backup quarterback in. They didn't want him to get hurt. They put a red jersey on him. He was able to make some throws that he normally wouldn't have been able to do. Our defenses were – they were licking their chops, ready to go hit the quarterback, and they had to – hold up a few times because he had the red jersey on, and this is definitely something that they're ready to get after a quarterback tonight.
Yeah, especially with the defense as physical as Mountain Home is, because I mean these guys with their ears pinned back, who knows what's getting ready to happen. But let's talk a little bit about that defense. So let's start on the inside. So you start the year off, you have to place a huge hole in Robert Dover, who's now we saw him the other night on, was it ESPN?
CMO
playing on ESPN.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those deals where you do have to replace. How do you replace a D1 talent? Well, you replace him with a lot of guys that have played before. Yep. And, right, we're returning 9 starters on the defensive side of the ball. Last year we were lucky. both the Setzer boys got a lot of time. So we moved one of the Setzer boys out to the defensive end. Aiden is going to be, you're going to hear his name. Brenton Setzer, he's going to play defensive end. They're one of them's kind of like a jack. They're going to be like a walk-up linebacker that's going to come out into the linebacker side of things and get after that quarterback. Name you're going to know and name you're going to hear. This is my boy, Grinninger. Noah Grinninger. Grinny.
You've been spotting him for – this is what, year two now, yeah, man.
Usually you can watch him because he's going to have a couple guys on skates pushing guys back. Right, he gets two guys in each hand. He runs those guys back, and he disrupts the backfield. And then your captain, they call him Unc, Eli Jones. Eli Jones is your other defensive tackle that's going to be in there. So Grinninger kind of opens the holes, and Eli kind of fills those. So your line is all there. Then we step back to the second level. We got Dawson Dunlap. We got Caden Del Soto. We got Blake Vacco. Blake Vacco is a new name you're going to hear. He's quick. He's fast. He's playing outside linebacker kind of position. Caden Del Soto, middle linebacker, made a lot of tackles last year as a sophomore. Now you got him as a junior. And then Dawson Dunlap, the dog.
The dog.
He is like a missile when he comes through that line. It is amazing watching him come through. And then our back end, once again, filled with athletes. You got Miller, Palmer, Chenoweth. We got speed all across the board. Got to love what you're seeing on the defensive side of things.
Expect to hear Dunlap's name a lot tonight, playing both sides of the ball as a few of these guys are. Hit us up. Tell us who you're watching on defense tonight. We got a text line started. It's 870-321-6839. Text us. Tell us who you're rooting for on offense or defense tonight. Tell us where you're watching from. We'll shout it out here
live
during the broadcast. And that's just another layer of we're trying to add a little more fan interaction.
Absolutely. And also, if you've had our sponsor, Southern Construction Roofing, that is a roofing company. They are our pregame sponsor tonight. Jared Forbes does an excellent job. Like I said, just replaced the roof on my business. Came in, had it knocked out, did an excellent job with those guys. Really appreciate them. This is just a great night for football, and we're back. And I tell you, Mount Home's going to have their hands full a little bit tonight with West Plains.
They are. I mean, we know West Plains has a really good quarterback.
They do.
And that's what we keep hearing. If you've been talking in the coffee shops, you've been down to the barber shops, that's what everybody's talking about. Watch out for that quarterback.
Isaiah Jones, 6'4", 215 pounds, really good player.
And he's got some looks, maybe
he
some offers.
He does, yep. SEMO's looking at him, couple FCS offers. Pretty much any FCS school that's out there has offered him. And we saw him out here warming up with a shirt off. Tobias, we're going to take his shirt off and run out there with him and show him what a real man looked like. But we thought better of it, didn't
couldn't
we?
Couldn't handle him. I couldn't handle it.
He looks the part, guys. He looks really, really good. But he did lose his weapons. He lost a couple wide receivers that went and played some college ball. So we'll see how this will be his first game without his kind of safety blankets and his wide receivers that he had last year.
Also, just to talk special teams, we lost – drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's Kelso hot. Kelso hot.
So,
there.
We've seen a new kicker last, you know, during the scrimmage.
Yep, you're going to have Isaac Ballard and also Ethan Clark are the two guys that are going to be splitting some time at duties. We saw a little bit of both of them. Ballard's kind of got the bigger legs. He's going to kind of get the ball further. What we saw, Clark had a really good precision, and he was able to get the ball through. I'm sure we'll see both, but we definitely saw Ballard on the kickoffs during that CAC game, and he was putting the ball in the end zone, which it can be a weapon in amongst itself for the Bombers.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for kickoff. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on YouTube and the Mountain Home Bomber Sports app.
It's almost game time on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football is brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.